This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, okay, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, boys and girls, I should be napping tonight. Don't hold me responsible for anything that I say on the air this evening or this afternoon, depending on where you are. Actually, you can. I mean, I could be napping, but I'm not. Just got back from Ann Arbor and a great weekend. One-day event. I tell you what, putting on a one-day event for your first time, absolutely incredible. Stephanie McKeith did a great job. It was like overflowing. They sold out. So thanks everybody in Ann Arbor, all the folks that we had on the show yesterday as well, and we'll continue to bring that power to heal back where it belongs to each and every one of you. Eventually, we'll get most everywhere. Do we have Super Don? He's pretty much everywhere today. I don't know, where's Waldo? It's kind of one of those days. Oh, you know what? I could be leaning on you like a crutch today, Super Don, but instead you take off and hit the road.
I am reporting live from Shreveport, Louisiana, and I am on my way to Arkansas.
Shreveport and then to Arkansas. Are you hoping to see Bill Clinton in Hope? I don't think he's there anymore.
Oh, no. Wasn't looking forward to Bill Clinton, but I got some grandbabies that I'm going to go see here and hang out with my daughter for a little while.
Oh, man, that'll be nice. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Anything of interest in Shreveport along the way other than you there? I mean, that's interesting.
You know, the only thing in Shreveport is traffic, man. I've been spoiled for a while living in small town USA.
Mm-hmm.
Back into the land of having to merge at 80 miles an hour on a freeway, you know?
Well, when you've been in such a small town that, like, a small town seems big to you. Shreveport's not known to be the biggest town around, but I guess
relative to where you
were. Yeah.
Yeah, it's big enough. So I'm on the road, going to be on the road here just for a little bit, so
yeah.
Glad I could check in.
I appreciate it. The Bayou traffic copter is not following you, huh?
No, so far, keeping out of trouble.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to open up talking about the Hillary Clinton health issue. I know Trump had some words on it. We got a new article from John Rappaport how it's not a fantasy to believe that she might have to drop out at this point. I mean, that's where we have to actually discuss the possibility of that. Not that that upsets me at all, but, you know, it becomes more of a reality now. And I think Trump... What do they go to Trump for? I guess what is he going to say? I hope she dies. I mean, come on.
Listen. I just found out about this morning. I guess you know. I mean, it happened yesterday, and I've been so out of the loop with all this getting ready to take the road trip and stuff that we came to the party late on the whole Hillary collapsing situation. But it's interesting how it's all unfolded. Listen, you have got news outlets like the Washington Post, which is a left-leaning, outlet, and MSNBC, both are now really not happy with this Hillary situation. They've been, you know, saying, hey, you know, there's some unanswered questions here. So you know when the Washington Post and MSNBC are asking these types of questions, this is not a good situation for Hillary.
Well, isn't it funny that the mainstream media has to bless your ability to question the health of a presidential candidate if it's their preferred candidate?
Yeah.
I mean, I go back and I mentioned this before, John McCain, when he was running in 08. I mean, his cancer checkups were like front page news. Is this guy, could he live through the presidency if he's elected? And to have it be sexist ask Hillary about her coughing fits, her fainting spells, her lack of proprioception after the 9/11 event as she's trying to get into a van and nearly face planted into it. I mean, this is something that anybody with any observational powers would say, you know what? This looks more serious than just a simple case of, if you can call it that, pneumonia. And there's a CNN article about that pneumonia thing, and I want to talk about that too. But is this something that's much ado about nothing, in your opinion, or is it your observation as it has been mine? There's something more that meets the eye.
Here's the way I look at it. Up until now, there have been questions, and there's been some gray area, and they have tried to attach the questions about her health to what they're calling the alt-right, which has bugged me ever since they tried to play the alt-right card. I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, the alt-right. Yeah. Who's the alt-right, you know? But it's come to the point now where, especially with this incident that happened yesterday, I mean, you could probably have, if you tried hard, you could not have picked a time that would have had more eyeballs looking at Hillary Clinton than the 9/11 memorial service, right? So you got all these cameras, all these people, everybody with their cell phone, and I'm telling you, it really does not look good. And it's one of those things where even if you've been riding the fence and going, well, you know, there's just politics going on here, they're trying to nitpick things and try and weaken the opponent somehow. After what happened yesterday, if you've seen that video, which probably most people have by now, that does not look good. And what this reminds me of is if you go back in history and you remember the televised debate between Nixon and
JFK.
Kennedy, right. Yeah. I mean, if you had just heard the debate, people said, you know, it wasn't a bad debate, but it was the fact that people got the visualization of Nixon looking pale and sweaty and not doing well, that is what turned the tide of public opinion. And in this case, you've got Hillary Clinton, who looked like literally she had to be basically, you know, carried into the van, which is really funny because if you remember about a week ago, we were making a joke about Hillary's health and about the Weekend at Bernie's thing.
Well, that was a few weeks ago. Weekend at Hillary's.
Literally, what you saw yesterday, where it was, I mean, there was no life in Hillary at all, and those guys were just propping her up, you know, and she lost a shoe underneath the caravan and the whole deal. So I really think people have to, you know, even the ones that don't want to at this point, they've got to at least look at this and go, you know, there might be something going on here.
Might be. There is something going on here. And read John Rappaport's article at robertscottbell.com and see how serious this may be. I think, you know, if you have a leftist doctor, a doctor that's trying to protect her, you're going to kind of keep throwing stuff out and seeing what sticks. And we'll say, okay, we're going to call it pneumonia. And then after she gets out of her daughter's place, Chelsea, she goes out and hugs a little kid. And, you know, they're not telling us anything about whether the pneumonia is contagious in this point. You know, and pneumonia could be walking pneumonia. They don't make a differentiation. Sure. You could have someone that's been chronically ill for so long.
There's secrecy around this thing. And that's throwing the press off right now. It's really making them kind of turn on her because there was no mention of the fact that she was diagnosed with this on Friday, okay? This didn't just happen yesterday. It happened on Friday, apparently, when she was diagnosed with pneumonia. And when she had this incident, the press that normally would be able to go with her, they were told, you can't go. And there wasn't an official statement that was given until 90 minutes later. And then it was, oh, she just got overheated. Well, people are looking at that going, well, it was like 83 degrees, you know? Not really sweltering.
Low humidity.
You know? Yeah, so, you know, I think what's happened here is there's probably one of the worst things that could have happened to Hillary is now there's another level of doubt and mistrust that's being attached to her about the way that she handled this incident yesterday.
There's always secrecy. There's never straightforwardness. There's a cover-up over another cover-up. And, you know, my question to those that think this is made up, what makes you think that Hillary Clinton is immune to side effects, which are direct effects of drugs? How many Americans do we report, and have reported for many years, die of properly used, properly administered, properly ingested drugs approved by the FDA and prescribed by a doctor? I mean, we've said it could be upwards of a million a year, at the very least. you know, 106,000, 250,000. We've seen these numbers go up. And what makes you think it couldn't happen to Hillary? Now, Donald Trump, to his credit, like, not big credit, is like, of course he says, I hope she gets well. I mean, what is he going to say? But the reality is, she might not, because she's under the care of doctors. And I look at the long-term use of Coumadin, the rat poison we talked about for blood thinning. That is not a drug you want to be on forever because it's blood poisoning. It's going to impact your liver and your kidneys. And that's going to impact everything. Remember, I've talked about this so many times. If the garbage man doesn't work, if the garbage man goes on strike, you've got a cesspool of potential infection in that body, much like you would in your neighborhood. And Hillary doesn't get a free pass because she's Hillary, unless there's a body double that we don't know about that'll come in like...
I've heard that conspiracy being thrown around that was a body double that they used coming out of the daughter's apartment.
I'm not going there yet. I'm not either. just look at Paul McCartney. I'm not saying anything.
Oh no, you're not going to do that. No.
She looked like Paul McCartney, didn't she? I think that was
kind of with the glasses and everything.
I am the walrus, right? Oh man, that's bad. Listen, this doctor on CNN is acknowledging a little bit of that. Just a little bit. I mean, as he's trying to say, hey, you know, there's a problem because of the way they're covering it, the way they're covering it up. But, you know, it's pretty normal for a woman this age to be on these things. And yet, if you don't look seriously at the fact that if she's really been given a pneumonia diagnosis, she's also going to be put on an antibiotic. What is that going to do? It's going to destroy her gut. How many antibiotic rounds has she been on? How much is her immune system going to decline because of this? You follow me here? She's not immune to these effects, and that's what we're seeing like in the vaccine issue in autism. Eventually, somebody you know is going to be impacted. Somebody, quote-unquote, famous is going to be impacted. And many people have died. Look at Prince. I'm going to talk about him again with the fentanyl. We've got a story about that. But somebody is going to get it. And Hillary might be on that hit list, not because of anything other than the fact that she's relied on licensed doctors for the best care that money can buy. And that is, in the United States, pharmaceutical drugs that can kill you just as soon as they can help you. And Hillary may be on that downward slide as we're witnessing now. Okay, folks, that's my perspective. If you have one, you can call in because Super Don might have to hit the road. I'll talk to him on the break, find out what's next. And then you can be my crutch carrying me to the finish line today until we get Dr. Bitar on the line. It's another one of those road trips, Super Don. You stay awake. I won't.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Shout out to all my new friends from the Cancer Prevention Convention. I want to thank Stephanie for putting on a great day-long event there. And people from all over. And once again, got to hang out with Marlon, Glenn, and family. You can see pictures in the social media. I've added some pictures since yesterday into the show notes from yesterday's broadcast. If you want to see some of the guests we had on, we were surprised by the amazing outpouring of wonderful stories of gratitude and you know, really empowerment and healing. And that's why we go to these events. That's why I love to go to these events and meet you in person. So we've got a bunch coming up, folks, and you'll check them out. The show notes will be up, thanks to Captain Morgan, shortly. Super Don's hitting the road going to see some grandbabies, old man. and then we'll all get together in Dallas for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium coming up. All right. Arizona. We're going to go to Arizona. Why are we going to Arizona? No, this is not a medical kidnapping story. You know, usually it is. They've been pretty brutal on that. This one is a story about cannabis.
Prostitute on the left-hand side. Prostitute on the left-hand side. It's a
whole bunch. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
I said that like 26 states in the District of Columbia have nullified federal prohibitions against cannabis, and there were six more to come this year. Arizona, evidently one of those, and they're trying to make it legal, including recreational use of cannabis. And for those of you who don't like it, listen to this story. The maker of the drug known as fentanyl has donated, oh, so graciously and lovingly, Insys Therapeutics have donated $500,000 toward the effort to defeat Arizona's recreational ballot measure. The biggest single cash infusion of the prohibition effort in Arizona on the state level. Pray tell, why would the maker of fentanyl want to fight against legalization of cannabis? Do they take a moral position that utilizing it recreationally is immoral? Is that their perspective? I don't think so. It turns out they are very aware of the reduction in prescriptions for pain medication whenever cannabis has been made legal in a particular state. And the plummeting of prescription rates for pain pills drops by as much as 64%. This is according to a study published in the Journal of Pain. How appropriate. Journal of Pain. Call Sting. Maybe he can rework his song. Journal of Pain. Bad news for Big Pharma, but they've caught on and they're starting to donate for the efforts to stop this cannabis freight train from rolling over all 50 states and the people. Now, for those of you who don't like the fact that some people will use this plant that God created recreationally, would you rather have it prohibited because of your moral authority and allow, what, 120% more people to die of fentanyl overdosing? Is that moral to you? How does that fit in with your view of spirituality? And listen, I don't mind if you're opposed that you don't like that people will use it recreationally. I don't personally, but I'm not going to have the state prohibit people from doing it. That's been a mess. The drug war has killed more people, violated the rights to life, liberty, and property of more people than almost any other war in history. And here in Florida, where I'm broadcasting today, The grocery store Publix, which is a big chain in Florida, has contributed more money to stop the efforts of the movement to legalize cannabis for medical purposes. Not even recreational, medical purposes. Why? Because a big part of their business is making money off of prescription drugs that they fill in their pharmacy. And probably OTC as well, that would decline if people had access to a plant that God created that can do wonderful things for people in need. And oh yeah, some of those people might use it for fun. Oh, wow. Weigh it out. Death by fentanyl, OxyContin, Vicodin, or a little bit of goofy giddiness by cannabis. And genuine pain relief and reduction in addiction to those nasty meds that can kill you, approved by the federal government. You make the choice. Call me now, if you'd like. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Question of the day on gut and allergies coming up. And how much is exercise worth?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I did have a really great time at the Cancer Prevention Convention in Ann Arbor. Knew I would, hanging out with Ty Bollinger and Charlene and the kids. And Dr. got to really connect more with Dr. Tony Jimenez, who was great. What a golden heart that man has. We'll get him on again. And, you know what's interesting is that you people are listening to this show, and it's starting to annoy me. And I found this out when I went and lectured up there in Ann Arbor.
And like one of my greatest slides, it's just words on the slide. It says, what is the most dangerous thing you can have in America? And usually it's like people will throw out all kinds of things. And I'm like, no hesitation, somebody yells out, medical insurance. Like, dag damn it, give me a little bit of, so it's like all the best stuff is getting out there because you're paying attention. Stop it. How am I going to go out and lecture and tell you stuff you don't know? Actually, I love it. I think it's great. The fact that you're picking up on this means that, again, transformation of consciousness is real. You're not going to be duped again like you were before, like I was before on all of these issues. And it's very exciting. So I'm just teasing. I love it that you're listening. 866-939-2355 if you want to not only listen but call and say something. You're welcome to do that today. We got Dr. Batar a little later doing some advanced medicine. And I'm just fighting sleep. I'm not fighting sleep, but it's gonna just overtake me after the show. That I can guarantee. And there's so many more things that we have to do together. So we got that going on. So with that, let's go out to you, my humble and lovable listener. You're going to robertscottbell.com and submitting your questions. If you're too bashful to call, that's the way you can do it as well. Go to robertscottbell.com. If I even know my own name at this point, I'll slur my way through the end of the show today. And we'll go to what's known as the question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This comes from Janice. Hi, Robert. I have chronic year-round allergies. And I have recently come to the realization that it is probably food-related. Food-related. Okay, we're getting somewhere. I've started eliminating gluten and other bad things from my diet and started taking probiotics from choosetobehealthy.com and have been doing the silver aloe protocol for about a week and a half and was beginning to see great results. Excellent. This is great news, Janice. And what happened? She says, I went out of town and forgot my silver and my aloe and my probiotics and didn't eat great. You know what I call that, Janice? A recipe for disaster. All right? So what happened? She says this. She says, in 2 days, I had so much inflammation around my waist that I could not wear some of the pants I took with me that I had just tried on 3 days before. Janice, if you're married, just talk to your husband after a Thanksgiving meal. He'll have to do the same thing. Okay, I know this is a different thing, right? So you go out of town, you forget the silver, aloe, the probiotics, all the things that are helping you, and you immediately have an inflammation response, maybe a gaseous response. It's just bloating. She says, I also noticed something interesting. I might add, if that wasn't enough, I think it was already interesting. There's even more. She says, the left side of my waistline has more inflammation than the right. It actually looked like it was a little swollen. What's probably going on my gut on that side? Well, on the left side, you've got the colon descending, right? Comes up and over and down the left and then out and out. The planet Uranus, right? For you astronomical people. And that means there's likely some sort of a response, a backlog, if you will, no pun intended there, but the body is just not moving it on through like it should. Now, I'm not giving a definitive diagnosis here. I'm just responding to some of these questions that you have and maybe thinking, you've already figured this thing out. There can be some pancreatic issues on the left side too, but I just think this is a large intestine primarily. If it were up higher, right, you said down below your waist, by your waistline, you're talking lower, that's more likely the large intestine colon, the lower, the descending, where it's coming down on that left side in the front. She asks, am I on the right track in trying to heal my gut? Well, I'm almost going to say that's a moment of duh. I think you've related how well you were doing in only a week and a half on the silver aloe probiotic protocol. And then you left town without the good stuff and started eating poorly. And wow, look what happened. Your body rebounded and said, you know what? This is not good. Your body is smart. Your cells in your body are smart. Your microbiome is smart. It's communicating, saying, don't do that to me. That's not good. We don't like that. That doesn't work for us. And Janice, it doesn't work for you, and you've determined that already. So is there more you should be doing? Yeah, well, when you're out of town, be careful about what you eat. Just because you're out of town doesn't mean your colon's going to go on vacation from having to eat clean food, right? It's going to have to work extra hard to detoxify the garbage you put in there. Janice says, I don't know if you're going to thank me after. Am I being too harsh on Janice? I don't think so. I think it's a great, great comment question. She's really picked up on some things and experienced and related to them very clearly. She says, thank you for sharing the information. You're helping so many people learn how to heal themselves. Well, that's great. That is the point, isn't it? Because what good would it be? And I've said this so many times over the years, when I prayed to God to heal me, and it could have been a lightning bolt from the sky, and then I could tell you, you could pray for lightning too. Just send me $9.99 and I'll show you. I mean, this is the kind of crazy world we live in. I was so desperate to be well, I would say, God, if it is going to be light, that's okay, I don't mind. But I would have nothing to say for it except that. And as it turned out, the blessing was the suffering and what I learned from the suffering. What I learned from all of my gastrointestinal problems. And I was sent a healer to teach me how to heal myself. Which is why I've dedicated my life to do the same for you. To bring the power to heal back where it belongs. And Janice, what you're asking me, maybe it's facetious. I don't know if you're serious in asking it because you're so observational in what you've communicated that I think it's pretty darn clear that you're on the right track. And that when you went off track, your body said, hello, I think you did something a little bit off here, right? And you know it too. And I think that's the point. The ultimate learning school is your own body. Your own body that you're in. I think, what was it something was said? It was a cool thing. Tom Clint said yesterday on the air, he prayed and he got his guidelines, right, from Spirit. But he got his guidelines from the quest for the cures, right? You get your guidelines from a healer that you can trust, or healing people that have been there, been down that road, and talk about it, communicate it, and not hide it from you. You know, oh, I got a secret, and I'm not going to tell you unless you give me a lot of money, and then I'll show you what to do, right? And I'm not saying stuff doesn't cost money, because it does. You got to buy these products. These companies got to make them. They got to pay people to make. It's like, this is the way it goes for those of you who think that everything should be free. I mean, even this show is not free, even though technically it's free to everybody that wants to listen. But there are folks that sponsor it that would ask you only to be kind enough to consider getting some of their products, right? This is how this message is supported. That's how it works. Yeah, and I love to give away this information. I do. It excites me. It makes me so happy to see somebody's light go, wow, it turned on. I get it. I can do this now, Robert. And in the case of Janice, she can do it. She is doing it. Very, very cool. So thank you so much for sharing that. I love that. And, you know, that was some of the most heartwarming things we learned this weekend in Ann Arbor, Michigan, from hearing from you directly, the people that communicated what they communicated. You become a living example. Your testimony is in your lifestyle. Marlon Glenn referenced that yesterday on the show, too. Go back and listen to the archives. There's photographs that we've added to the notes. Captain Morgan tells me the notes are up for tonight's show as well. We're going to check them out. So if you want to see any of the things we're talking about, link to the stories, you can go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends to do so as well. Now, exercise. Before I went to Michigan, you know, my son was still down for the count because of the spider bite. He went back to school today. He's recovering. All he's coughing loose stuff up now. But the lawn was looking extra tall. We haven't converted to a full-on food forest yet. And I figured, I just got to knock this thing out. I'm going to come back. It'll be a jungle. So it was like, you know, 90-plus degrees, humidity of 120%. I'm going out, and I'm like, I'm going to do this thing. Now, I was hurting. I'm telling you, I pushed my body to its limits. And I kept hydrating, so I didn't get dehydrated, but I was very hot. I mean, you superheat yourself. And I had to cool off for a little while, and I got through it. I got a little blister. I'm not crying about it, but it's like these little scars, temporary scars to show, yeah, you worked your tushy off, Robert, to get you out there. But that exercise, I felt better overall for it. My muscles felt good. I pushed my body. Yeah, I pushed it hard, but, you know, I'm rewarded for that. The question is, how valuable is exercise? right? People talk about, well, I pay the gym $20 a month. Is that enough? Well, $20 a month is cheap, really, when you find out what exercise is worth, and it may be as much as $2,500 a year. A new study saying that. The average adult with heart disease who exercises regularly can save $2,500 in annual health care costs. Not surprised by that. But I think that the heart patient, if they had been exercising all along or had been doing work in their garden every day, walking places, might not have found themselves in that same situation to begin with. So how valuable is it? Healthy people without heart troubles, they say you can expect to save about $500 per year working out regularly. So there's an economic benefit. No better pill. No drug can do this. The exercise pill. Ain't happening. It's not real. But you get out there and do some of these things. And I'm not saying go out and do what I did and push yourself beyond your limits before you're ready. But work your way into it. Whether it's bouncing on a little bouncer, a little mini trampoline for lymphatic movement, whether it's just a brisk walk around the neighborhood. Get out there. It is so valuable. And again, it goes beyond economics, but this study is kind of interesting because it shows you how you really are saving quote-unquote health care money. Which brings me back to my annoyance. Now when I go out and lecture, everybody knows what I'm already going to say. Not really. There's plenty more to say. But I find it really funny that people now know that the most dangerous thing that you can have in America is really good medical insurance. And they know why. And if you don't, you keep listening. You'll figure it out pretty soon here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, when we come back, what is California going to regulate now? Oh, get out. Just go. Just leave.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You want to get some of that Ease Magnesium for a deal? That's right. RSB15 is the code. RSB15 when you check out. You can get anything from our friends at Activation Products. We'll hear from Ian tomorrow. I haven't heard from him in a while. We're going to connect, see how he's doing. Also, if you want to get the CBD, right? All 50 states legal. No waiting. Doesn't matter what the maker of fentanyl says. You can get it as a dietary supplement. From CV Sciences, go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. And again, the same code, which is awesome, makes it easy for remembering, right? RSB15. We'll get you 15% off anything from CV Sciences, the Plus CBD oil that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, it's not RSB oil, it's CBD oil. The code is RSB15. Okay, so what other crazy news do we have out of California? The state that has gone mad. Pharmaceutically bonkers, right? Mandating vaccines, eliminating religious and philosophical exemptions, things like that. Now, they're already treating the California state citizens like cattle, right? Move along, right? After you get your shot. And sheep and the like. So I guess it's not a big stretch to think that they would want to regulate actual cows, perhaps sheep, mostly cows in this case. And what they're doing is just astonishing. There's a Democratic Senator, Ricardo, rhymes with Ricardo, Lara of Bell Gardens, approved a measure recently to give these dairy farms more time to comply. Comply with what, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. They have been regulating recently new legislation regulating cow farts. I'm not kidding. I don't know if they sound like that. I haven't been around a cow recently to know.
but cow flatulence and the manure they produce is evidently putting up too much methane in the world, in the environment, and California, by golly, they're going to do something about it. I don't know what exactly they're going to do about it, but that's why this Ricardo Lara has said, we're going to try and give you more time to figure this thing out to these dairy farms. Now, this isn't, I don't believe, happening as bad out on the range, right? Cows that are out there eating, doing their thing. But if you're in a CAFO, you heard of that term, C-A-F-O, confined animal feeding operation, you're talking, I don't know what they're feeding these cows, but man, oh man, there's some gas being contributed out there into the world from that. But wouldn't it be better to eliminate CAFOs and go back to the way animals grazed? Wouldn't that reduce significantly these so-called greenhouse gas emissions that are really good for plants, by the way? Or at the very least, find a way, I don't know, if they figured out a way to collect the methane and use it for fuel? I don't know what they're doing there. But it's not only the poisoning of the environment through the air and release of methane, but think about in these CAFO farms, how many of them are on antibiotics just to keep them alive, much less fatten them up for slaughter? And how many of those antibiotic residues end up in the environment, in the water table? Where's California on that? They're going after the wrong thing. Factory farming. That's the problem. Get back to doing it the way grandma and grandpa used to do it, or go back further. Cow farts. Regulating cow farts and cow. I mean, I have to laugh. I just said, you know, my friends out there in California, have you got an escape plan ready? Because it's only a matter of time before they're going to regulate baby farts and adolescent farts and teenage farts. I mean, it's just a matter of time. They already regulate you like cattle, telling you that you have to get your kids injected like they're animals. And in a larger context across the USA, you're already told you have to number your children like cattle in order for them to be stamped with a certificate that they're really alive. So it's not just California. It's the entire American electorate putting bozos in that continue and perpetuate the myth that you're nothing more than an animal of the government to regulate, to inject, to drug, to stamp, and to take things from your energy, your money. All right, folks, we're going to do some more healing, advanced medicine, coming up with Dr. Rasha Bitar next hour. If I'm still awake after the news, we'll be back, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.